You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Behind the Braves, the official podcast of the Atlanta Braves. In Braves country, we are so excited for you to meet our new proud sponsor, Billy Reid. Now, Billy is an award-winning fashion designer who is redefining global style from his home base in the Shoals in Alabama. He is also a diehard baseball fan who grew up cheering on the Braves, and he offers a line of Atlanta-inspired hats, t-shirts, and accessories that embody the soul of our city. Billy and his team craft luxurious, made-in-the-USA shirts, denim, and more, all with a timeless modern style that will have you wearing them again and again. Experience them for yourself at his two Atlanta shops, one in Buckhead and one at White Provisions, or discover them online at BillyReid.com. That's Billy Reid, R-E-I-D.com.
Swing, high fly ball, built to right center, and the Braves have won it!
There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
A walk-off homer from Freeman, and the Braves win it!
Welcome to Behind the Braves, presented by Billy Reid, the official podcast of the Atlanta Braves. I'm Ricky Mast from MLB.com, alongside Director of Braves Alumni Relations, Greg McMichael. And Greg, this is one of those days. It's always a fun day around the ballpark. There's a buzz in the office when there's a new player in the building, and it's the official day where he comes and has his press conference and meets the media and all of that good stuff. It's such a fun day. I felt it walking over here today. Today, Will Smith, the latest addition to the Atlanta Braves, signed a 3-year deal, joins an already good bullpen, and it's now one heck of a bullpen, I think. Mm-hmm. You've got at least three very strong closers there at the end with him, Mark Melancon, and Shane Green. And that's not to discount the rest of the bullpen either. The bullpen ended up being quite a strength, so this only gets stronger. First of all, I was on a little mini vacation last week in New Orleans. I'd never been there, and I get a text like, hey, we're signing Will Smith. Get ready for, you know, do all the things I got to do for my job. And I went, oh, wow, I did not see that one coming. And, man, I was excited. I was really excited. I assume you had to be a little surprised by it too.
Well, yeah. I mean, you saw what an asset what the bullpen was for us towards the end of the season. And then you just don't know. You know, one of the guys' contract's up, and you just don't know if that's going to continue. But we just added just a great piece right away. And I think it's going to continue to be a strong part of our game for this whole, 2020 season and beyond. So I'm tickled to death. Of course, I always love to have relievers. I mean, and I love to have starting pitchers. But I was like you, as we talked a little bit about it before, that hopefully this is a sign of many things to come this offseason. It's not just, we made the big signing and then we don't do anything until midseason next year. I hope that we continue to fill the pieces now, because obviously with the show and the fans, we all like to get excited, and it's hard not to get excited with signing Will and to see his career and the way he throws. And I was just like I was telling him, watched a lot of, some of his YouTube highlights and how he pitches, and, lefty guy closing the game out and pounding the zone, two breaking balls. He does a lot of things well. And you look at his numbers, he didn't walk anybody. He strikes out a lot of people. And he's just going to be great out there in the bullpen for us. And you never know. All we know is that right now that is a strength part of our, it's part of our game right now. I think we need to work on the starting rotation a little bit. We lost Julio. We got some spots to fill there. We're probably – I don't know. I don't think we're going to sign back Keuchel. But who knows? We may. But we've got some holes that we've got to go with. But it's nice to see one part of our game been fixed just like that.
Yeah, I think that the bullpen is – to me, it's all said, and who knows, maybe they make more additions there. I don't know before it's all said and done. But now you look at that, and it's like, man, that's a big strength of this team. So I did think it was interesting. Will, as you're going to hear, he's from Noonan. He's a local guy, Georgia guy. And I even pressed him a little bit, saying, like, I know you said you wanted to come to a winner, but, like, how much is just being home matter? And he acknowledged, like, yeah, it's nice. But he stayed on that. He's like, no, I wanted to go to a winner, which I really like to hear. You know, he didn't just want to come back home and live close to home. Well, it's like he wants to go win a ring.
If you're choosing between two winners, the one that's at home went out,
yeah,
right?
That's right, yeah.
I'm sure he had a list of three winners.
That's where it comes into play. That's true. And also for him, you get a deal done this early. It had to be just the weight of the world off his shoulders. I mean, you know how this has drug on for a lot of guys in recent years.
Oh, yeah. So. Well, for sure. And it's been a major topic, especially with the new collective bargaining agreement coming up here pretty soon. It's an issue, and for you to not get caught up in that, especially, you never know. I think this is his first time being a free agent, and you just don't know. And then all of a sudden you get the opportunity, and I would imagine that the Braves were his number one choice because, you know, we won the division the last 2 years in a row. There's nobody else in the National League East that's done that. And we're the one that's right close, next closest to home might be Tampa. That could have been a possibility. The Rays, they're heavily. They need bullpen because they rely heavily on their bullpen. He could have gone down there. He probably wasn't going to want to go to Miami. But, you know, so I think just if I was a reliever and I'm looking at that, this would have been top priority for me, then it's just about numbers.
Yeah.
You know?
And kudos to Alex Anthopoulos. Yet again, this is not the first time he's managed to – basically do an entire deal without anybody knowing about it. I mean, the Braves, the team itself broke this news because nobody else had it first, and it's pretty incredible to me in this day and age that you can do any deal in sports like this with nobody hearing an inkling about it until the second it's officially announced. So that's pretty amazing. It's part of the fun part of having Alex as our GM is you really just don't know what are the moves he's going to make are and when they're going to happen. Yeah. It's a fun thing. Like I said, I was on my little mini vacation last week, not at all expecting this, and I get a text, hey, get ready. You know, and when you get those texts that, hey, we're going to sign a player, we're going to trade for a player, it's then, okay, us in the marketing department, the social media department, it's like, okay, we got graphics, we got stuff we got to prep, we got it for multiple platforms. And 10 minutes after I first got the first word for signing Will Smith, it's live on the internet, and we put it out there. So it's kudos to the front office for managing to do that. Okay, well, without further ado, we don't want to babble on too long, and we know you guys listen to Bubba and Harry every week, and you get sick of us. So, here he is, the latest addition to the Atlanta Braves, Will Smith.
Well, welcome, Will. Congratulations, signed with the Braves, and you're officially now Braves alumni. How about that?
I like it.
Yeah. But, we want to welcome you. We didn't get a chance. We didn't get to see the press conference a little bit, but I'm sure it seemed like that was short and sweet.
Yeah, it was, you know, not much to say. You know, you're coming to a winning team.
There you go.
That's all you need.
Well, welcome to Behind the Braves, the official podcast of the Braves. So we're glad to catch you before things get a little crazy during the season. So anyway, this is a good time for us to let our fans get to know you a little bit more and talk about what's going on in your life besides just signing here with the Braves. But we're glad to have you.
Sounds good. Glad to be here.
Yeah. So out of Noonan, Georgia.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. The God's country down there, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Let's see. Tennessee, Noonan. That's pretty close,
yeah,
right? There you go. So did you happen to know the Bedrosians at all growing up?
I work out with Cam Bedrosian.
You do?
In the offseason. Yeah.
He's
a good friend of mine. You know, we kind of have, I think it's like five or six pro guys in our area down there. We were all work out together at the same place. You know, we go to wing nights on Wednesdays together.
Okay.
Cam's part of that group. Good
Very
friend
nice.
Of mine. Yeah.
Well, good. Well, Bedrock, his dad.
Yep.
He was my mentor. Mm-hmm. So when I came in as a rookie in the bullpen, he had already won a Cy Young Award winner.
Okay.
And great guy. So I know he told me the other day he was working out with Cam.
Yeah.
So good. Well, you're with a good group down there.
Yeah, we got good guys down there.
Yeah, there's been some great players coming out of that neck of the woods.
Yeah, Dwight Smith with the Orioles too, left fielder. He's in that area. He works out with us too. Mm-hmm. We got some two new guys this year, but yeah, we got a pretty solid group down there.
Well, good. Well, we're looking for good. Looking at some good things happening this year. I got to go back and look a little bit about your watch your career, and just check out what kind of pitcher you are and. Mm-hmm. Watching a little bit of video on YouTube, which is always nice, right? So you're a lefty
closer.
Mm-hmm.
So there hadn't been a whole lot of those guys. You know, I was looking back, I was thinking about, okay, I played against Randy Myers and then John Franco, David, you know who those guys are, right?
Dave Rigetti, yeah.
Yeah, Dave Rigetti.
Was my now, pitching was coach.
Yeah, that's right, pitching coach out in San Francisco.
Billy Wagner.
Billy Wagner, mm-hmm. Braves alumni, yeah. So, you know, that's a small group.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big group. So, but I really like what you're doing, using your curveball a lot, and mm-hmm. and look like you throw a lot of strikes, which is always a good sign for a closer, right? Yeah. So we're glad to have you. I think you're in a great place. This team's obviously locked and loaded for some time, and mm-hmm. and we're trying to find the right fit, right?
Yeah.
And what's going to get this team over the hump. So tell us a little bit about why you chose Atlanta and why this is such a great fit for you.
You know, one, obviously being from here, but the main goal this offseason going in when I told my agency was I want to win. I want a chance in the ring. I want to go to the playoffs. I've only been once, and that was in 16. We got knocked out by the Cubs the first round. So, but just to get that little taste, it was, you know, this is what you want. This is what you're here for. So you never want to go home early now. But, you know, being so close to home, getting to see my family more, that's just a huge bonus to the side of this thing. But the main goal was I want to win. And Atlanta fits that, you know, perfectly.
Yeah, we would agree.
Well, first of all, hearing that you go to wing night every Wednesday, I can finally say I have something in common with a professional athlete.
Yeah, yeah.
That's me, wing night, always there.
Wing nuts or wing night? Wing Nut?
Either.
Wing,
or. Yeah,
Wing
sure.
Nut is a restaurant here in town, too.
Yeah. I was thinking of Wing Night, like in college. Every Tuesday we had Wing Night.
There you go.
Anyways, so I assume growing up in Noonan, you had to have been a Braves fan growing up, right? Okay, who was your guy growing up? Who was your player?
The staff, Tom Glavin, you know, Greg Maddux, John Smoltz.
Just kinda, pick one,
yeah,
right?
Take your pick, man. They're all great. Marquise Grissom, Fred McGriff. I mean, I can keep going for a while here.
It's one of our favorite topics to talk about the 90s.
Up, yeah. We grew up big fans.
I had that poster when I was growing up, the Four Aces poster, mm-hmm. where each of those guys were mm-hmm. on the cards, mm-hmm. and it is kind of like, how do you pick one of those?
Yeah.
It's just that every night you tuned in to watch those guys. I know that you say you want to go to a winner, but in the back of your mind was playing for your hometown team, staying at home. I mean, that had to at least carry some weight in addition to wanting to win, didn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, anytime you can be around your family more, I think that's a positive. So, yeah, you know, I've got two little nieces, too. So, like, even just little things like that, Uncle Will gets to hang out a little more.
Was one of them at the press conference up there?
Yeah. Okay. Both of them were.
Both of them were, okay.
But Lainey was probably the older one. She just turned 3 last Saturday. So yeah, she's a little wild child, but she's a lot of fun. But you know, they used to be afraid of me. I'd go out in San Francisco and then come back and come play the Braves, and they'd cry the moment I touched them. And it's like, no, it was this weird stranger.
He's so big.
Yeah, so it's nice to be able to come home. But I mean, the main thing was coming to a competing, mm-hmm. contending team, and the family stuff is just a huge bonus.
Yeah. You can't put a price tag on sleeping in your own bed and eating your own food, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you like. You can only go out so many times and it's still going out, right?
Yeah.
Well, let us understand a little bit more about what you like to do. So is there like a charity you're involved in, or what kind of stuff you like to do off the field? Are you a golfer? You like to fish, hunt?
I like to golf. I like to hunt and fish.
Okay.
Just the regular old guy, I guess. Nothing crazy. But yeah, definitely. I enjoy getting in the woods.
Good. Yeah. Well, that's some good places down there, right? To hunt.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can get you out on Marquise's land. He's got all kinds of farmland down there.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a lot of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is there a charitable organization that you're involved with, or that are you looking for something like that?
Yeah.
To get involved in?
You know, obviously now with a new contract, now that's one of the first things I did want to do. Is start a foundation and a charity right now.
Great.
I do Joey's Toy Box, which is an old high school teammate of mine. It was his cousin and passed away, and now it's just that they have a motorcycle ride and all that stuff. I do the Southwest Christian Care Golf Tournament down at Cantagate every year. I'm looking now to kind of make an impression now in the community, especially with it being my home. Somewhere down the road, start this. Yeah, that's one of the first things I wanted to do.
That's awesome. Well, you're in good company. There's about 65, you may not know this, 65 alumni, Braves alumni, that live in the Atlanta area.
Nice.
So I'm the director of alumni relations. We've got just great participation with guys.
And we do stuff all around this area with, you know, we still probably have about maybe 10 guys who have their own either charities or heavily involved with somebody, whether it's Phil Negro and Marquise Grissom and Brian Jordan. So we got a lot of guys here that we're, you know, we're there to support you, you know, between now and whenever your careers are with and beyond. So we've got some cool things going on here in Atlanta that I haven't personally seen around other organizations. You know, I talk with alumni guys all the time, directors, especially with other teams, and we've got a very unique situation here. And so we're all very supportive. We're around. We're watching the games. Guys, come and check it out. So hopefully that's something we can support you on in the future. But but we're glad to have you here. Tell us a little bit about what the fans can expect from you as a pitcher.
A competitor, I guess. I really hate losing. I hate it. It makes me really mad. But, yeah, I enjoy what I do. I love what I do. You know, more times than not, I'll probably have a smile on my face. But in between the white lines is a little different story. I'm going to try to do my job every single night, but I know it's a long season. Some nights it's just not my night. Go ahead and apologize for that in advance. But,
that's right.
But for the most part, I will try to do my job every single night. That's about it.
Well, that's the life of a reliever, right? You got to have short-term memory loss.
Very short.
That's right. It's a long season. And you've been a pitcher that's traditionally, you've gone 70, you know, 60, 70 appearances a year. Mm-hmm. That's not easy to do. Mm-mm. And now you've got, hopefully, you know, those innings won't be as tough. You know, as a closer, you know, we want to keep those just nice 1-2-3 with a 3-run lead and get in there and get out, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, well, as I was watching some of your pitching, I saw really good curveball. And one question I want to ask you, just, you know, as far as pitching goes, is do you change speeds with your breaking ball? Because it seemed like you had a couple different types of breaking balls.
I've got a curveball and slider.
Okay.
Curveball is more of, you know, first pitch, kind of just steal a strike. Hey, if you want to swing at it and try to square it up, go for it. You know, yeah, fastball and then slider. Try to get to two strikes as quick as you can without without, you know, having three balls. I mean, I follow the KISS method, keep it simple, stupid, as quick as possible. Like, if you get strike one, what do we need next? We need strike two. So let's just any way we can do it, let's just get there as quick as possible.
Yeah. Any mentors in your life that helped you get to this point to where you feel like you're pretty efficient and you're pounding the zone and you pretty good command of your pitches?
Yeah. You know, my rookie year in Kansas City, I had Bruce Chinn. Frenchie was a part of that team too.
Both former Braves?
Yeah. So Bruce kind of just, you know, I was still starting at the time and just was like, hey, man, like, you're in the big leagues. Like, enjoy it. Like, have fun. You know, it's going to be okay. Just work hard. And then I went to Milwaukee and had Francisco Rodriguez, K-Rod, and he's really a big factor for me. You know, he makes sure your body's ready to throw. If you take care of your body, you're going to have a successful career. It was his main thing. And, you know, we'd have to have our conversations at the end of the game of why'd you do this? Why'd you do that? Even nights he wouldn't pitch. You know, I learned a lot from Frankie of just reading swings. And if a guy fouls one off the visiting dugout, well, he's probably late, you know, so just little things like that. And then in Kansas or in San Francisco, I mean, that whole team, man, you got to play for Boach. You know, you get to throw to a guy like Buster.
That's right.
You know, that was a lot of fun there in San Francisco with those guys there. Just, you know, an older team. Yeah, we had some good times.
I know Alex had talked to Mark Melanson before they signed you and said, you know, what, just to get his impressions of you, because obviously you guys have been teammates in San Francisco. And I can't remember Mark's exact statement, but I know he said, yeah, go, this guy's a great guy. Go get this guy. Yeah. Like, he's going to make us better in every way and that kind of thing. So I was curious, did you talk with Mark or any of the Braves guys before signing? Two-part question. Did you talk with any of them before signing about what it's like to play here? And since you signed, have you talked to any of the current Braves?
I didn't talk to any of the guys. I kind of talked to Mark a little bit last year, but it was just more of us just catching up when we came to town. We hadn't seen him since he'd been traded. So it was like, hey, you know, how you doing, bud? You like it here? You know, just the basic conversation, nothing crazy. And then, yeah, after I signed, he was probably one of the first guys that texted me and said, you know, I'm happy you're here, bud. You know, I was like, let's go win a ring. Darren O'Day texted me Friday. I left for vacation. I already had that plan for like a month before knowing this whole thing was going to happen. So it's kind of like it happened. And I just disappeared for a weekend. but Darren O'Day texted me while I was on the trip. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting to know the guys as soon as possible or playing golf or something, you know, just – you know, becoming a teammate, really.
Where'd you go on vacation?
We went to the Bahamas.
Nice.
Yeah, we just disappeared real quick for a weekend. 80 degrees, couldn't beat it. It was awesome.
Just you and you, and you just got engaged.
Yeah,
recently,
my fiance.
Right?
Yeah, we got engaged July 4th this past year.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we hadn't had July 4th off since we were probably like 12. So it was weird.
Right.
It was weird. I didn't know what to do. So we went and watched some fireworks.
There you go.
Nice. Very nice.
You got a date planned?
November of next year.
Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of right around the trade deadline and the All-Star game. And it was one of those like, hey, you know, this might get crazy here in a little bit, but. You know, I'm in it with you, you know, so please say yes.
Yeah, there you go. Well, my son's getting married on Saturday.
Nice.
And I've had three get married in 13 months.
Holy cow.
So yeah, I wouldn't recommend that to anybody. I don't know how that worked out that way, but part of me is like, okay, I'm just ready for this to be over with, but it's pretty exciting. So, well, congratulations.
Yeah,
I know that's now your fiance, is she from here as well?
She's from Columbus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we just met at a my friend was having a bonfire tacky Christmas sweater party, so we met there. And
you must have been really tacky for her to
know.
Yeah,
we were looking. I mean, we were looking good.
All right, the most hard hitting question I'm going to ask. How sick are you of Fresh Prince references and Independence Day and iRobot and any other Will Smith the actor entertainer references? How sick are you of those?
I mean, I've just, you know what? I don't know. I've heard them all. So, yeah. But it's always the guy that always says it to you always thinks he's the first person saying it to
yeah.
you.
Yeah. He's right. laughing.
Oh, you're great, Men in Black. I'm like, yep. Thanks, man. So it's just one of those things. It's just, I get it. I know what my name is. So I just, yeah. Thanks, bud.
And what is your nickname on the team?
Everybody calls me Smitty.
Just Smitty,
they call me Smitty, yeah.
So nothing
real simple.
Too crazy. Yeah. All right.
Hey, you.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I was going to follow that up with, like, has there been anything recently that somebody said that maybe made you laugh? I'm like, it can't be. He's had to have heard them all times.
It's been happening.
Probably
since, like, elementary school.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, every time you open, if you even open Twitter, it's probably just the French Prince gifts. Right.
Yeah, people send stuff to me thinking they're sending it to Will Smith. I'm like, nope. That's
wrong guy. Hey, it could be a lot worse, right?
Yeah.
I mean, my pitching coach in the minor leagues was Harry Rasmussen.
Oh.
So Harry, you know, he was a good pitcher for the Cardinals. He is so bad he changed his name to Eric. And I got in a card when I was in the minor leagues with him, and it said, I said, is this you? And he goes, get rid of that card. And I'm like, he goes, I don't sign those. And but yeah, I mean, he got abused so much by his name, he changed his name. So we all know we can have it worse.
It could be worse.
I'll take the Will Smith references.
It was somebody suggested to us in the office earlier today when we knew we were going to have you on. They're like, you guys could do like a Between Two Ferns thing where you both ask questions as if you thought he was the actor Will Smith. I'm like, it might be funny, but he might also kill us, and that might be the end of our show. Yeah. So
flip this table and walk out.
Yeah. When you don't know somebody, I don't think you start pulling that guy.
Yeah, I know.
We're not that funny anyway.
No.
We couldn't pull that off.
Exactly.
Well, it's always great to be able to see a team come together. And, of course, you know, we're Braves fans. I'm a former player, but I work for the Braves. I'm still a fan, just like everybody else, most of the people in this room, that we want to see this team do well. And we all have the water cooler in the office where we're all trying to decide, you know, what are our next moves? What do we need to do? And I honestly didn't see this one coming.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe because it was so soon that, you know, the postseason just seemed like it just ended.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't ready to start thinking about how we're going to put what we're going to do to shape this team. Now, last year, Alex did surprise us. And, I mean, we signed Josh Donaldson just like that. And we thought, oh, here we go. We're going to have this offseason is going to be crazy. And so there again, he signed you right off the bat. And was that, I mean, that seemed pretty quick. I mean, did you have time to evaluate, or did you already know, told your agency, hey, these are the few teams that I'm ready to talk to and get the right offer, boom, I'm ready to go, and I don't want to wait around?
Yeah, it was more, I knew what I wanted. I knew I wanted to win, and I knew I didn't want it to drag out or take a long time. And they kind of just took that information and got back to me. You know, usually every day I'd have a conversation at the end of the night. I think it was just a matter of we just knew what we wanted right off the bat, and we're able to get it done right away, which I'm so much happier.
Oh my gosh.
This way too. Like, I know who I play for. You know, you can set up little things just like living in spring training and finding a place during the season. Just that's going to be so much easier now. Yeah, I was happy. It happened pretty quick.
Well, and you know this better than Ricky and I, but the offseason hasn't been too kind for a lot of guys here recently with the weight that's happened. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine that weighs on the current player's mind. We never actually went through that. But it has to weigh on you. So if you do knock that out and just get mentally prepared for what you need to do in February, then that's got to be just a great feeling.
Yeah, let's get this business stuff out of the way and snap back into ball player mode and get ready to go.
That's right. Well, we've got some spots that we still hopefully we're targeting, and we're going to put the rest of this team together.
Yeah.
And but there's a great foundation of mm-hmm. young guys, and they had to be excited. But when you were with the Giants this year, when you came into Atlanta, what were you thinking about these guys?
That they're really young and really good. You know, we knew they had a chance to clinch, and they clinched on us. You know, you never want to be the team that gets clinched on, but they did. And as you're walking off the field, I knew I was going home in a week, and these guys get to keep playing. So it's that thing that drives you. Like, that's what I want. I want that. I want to be out there, you know, waving the flag around, giving everybody hugs and you know, going to the clubhouse and have some fun. But, you know, that's going to happen here for a while, I believe. And that's, you know, another reason why I wanted to come here.
Yeah. Well, with the addition of you, we already have Mark Melance and Shane Green. I mean, there's multiple proven closers now in the Braves bullpen. What is your thought and mentality on closing as opposed to pitching in the seventh, or does it matter to you at all? Or
it doesn't really matter. I mean, I enjoyed closing. Closing was fun. I'm a real black and white kind of guy. I like to know why I didn't do well that night right away, and closing kind of gives you those answers relatively quick. But I've always said, too, if everybody in the bullpen just takes the mentality that they are the closer, they're just the closer of their inning. Some guy just happens to have to get the last three outs. If we played 10 innings, there'd be another guy back there. You know what I mean? It's just if the bullpen can, you know, take that attitude, you'll be successful for sure. You just go out there, do your job, handle the next guy. Once the last guy throws, high fives and move on, do it again tomorrow.
When you were in Milwaukee, that certainly relied heavily on their bullpen for a period of time, and the Giants, you had a great bullpen. I mean, we got two of you guys, you and Mark, and so I think this team's going to be modeled very similarly, where we may have young pitchers that aren't going, you know, like the Verlanders are going to go 8-9 innings. They may only go 6, and then you guys might be go boom 7-8-9.
Mm-hmm.
So that seems to be more of a trend for a lot of teams nowadays, where starters are, you know, kind of taking the shorter route on it, and then they're relying very heavily in having three closers. So that I can understand why they would want you, and that looks good for us. We've got a lot of talent out there and some young guys.
A lot of really good arms down there. So
that's right.
I'm excited to get the spring and start this thing.
Yeah, me too.
Last question for me, Will, and we thank you so much. I know you're going through all the interviews today, so we appreciate you taking time with us. So now that this is out of the way, what are you doing with the rest of the offseason before spring training? Just spending time with the family, traveling?
Yeah, the same old stuff I had planned. Work out, hunt, fish, hang out, with friends, and then get ready for spring training.
Wing night.
Well,
talking.
See, it's just like, we're all pro guys in that area, and, we know what the season's like. So we try to have the camaraderie in the off season. At least, we work out in the morning, but everybody else kind of goes and do their own thing. But that's at least once a week, try to get together with the fellas, and, it's just nice to goof off with them, too. Nice.
Yeah, are you working at a home plate, or where do you get?
Okay. Yeah, home plate down there. EPI and home plate, and I've been going there for... Shoot, I don't even know how long.
That's a great spot. Yeah, that's good. Well, my last question is this. So there's always a debate a lot of times about when do I actually start throwing? How much time do I take off? Where do you fall in that camp? Are you a guy that waits till January to start throwing, or do you may start working out, or do you like to start throwing earlier, playing catch, or where do you fall in that?
I'm like a mid-December kind of guy, I guess. I guess that would be a little early, but it's – very limited, just get it moving, get the feel off your fingers again, but you've made your 30 throws for that day. That's all you need that day. I guess it's early throwing, but less, I don't really crank it up really to spring training. Just nice and easy, because I'm just a feel guy. I like to still have the feel. If I've got the feel, then I'll be fine.
Well, if you're relying on curveballs and sliders, you
big
better
feel.
Be a feel guy, right?
Yeah, big feel.
Well, what I saw, loved, and we wish you all the best and appreciate you stopping by behind the Braves, and hopefully we'll catch up with you during the season at some point.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Will.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, Braves country. We just wanted to remind you to rate, review, and subscribe Behind the Braves, presented by Billy Reid on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, braves.com/behindthebraves, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you, and we'll see you next time on Behind the Braves.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.